ఈజ్ వెంకటేశ్వర సుప్రభాతం. కౌసల్యా సుప్రజా రామ పూర్వా సంధ్యా ప్రవర్తతే ఉత్తిష్ఠ నరశార్దూల కర్తవ్యం దైవమాన్నికం. Yes, the devotee, you know, the devotee is telling, oh Lord, why are you still sleeping? The sun has risen, the birds are singing, the devotees are waiting. Please at least brush your teeth before you come out. Kartavyam daiva manikam. Your, you know, toiletries and other things.
That too has been instructed to.
This was told by Vishwamitrashi to Rama and Lakshmana after he had taken, this comes in the Ramayana. So that is how they started. So Vishwamitra, they were small children, you see, not grown up yet. Vishwamitra Rishi, he takes, by the permission of Vasishta, he takes them to protect his yajna.
Right.
So the very first day, you know, they were children, they were all sleeping. He gets up first. Then he says, Kausalya Supraja Rama, means the sweetest son of Kausalya, Purva Sandhya Pravartate. Already the dawn, the reddish tinge has come. Uttishtha Narashardula, the, what is called, the lion among men. And Uttishtha, please get up. Kartavyam Dayamanikam, means going to the toilet and brushing the teeth, taking bath, etc. Please do it. Then other people have done that. I don't know who did it. They have done it. And then now practically every temple is got. And this is in imitation of it, this Suprabhat. Right. It has become so popular now because everybody, practically everybody sings this and Mangalam also. Mangalam also is a South Indian speciality. Mangalam Kosalendraya, like that it goes. Iminam Chakravartine, like that. No, no, it's different. So, Swami Harshananda has done a very good job. It has a meaning taken from the life of Sri Ramakrishna. It recounts the whole life of Thakur in a most beautiful way. So, why does God incarnate? That is said in the beginning. Om dharmasya hanimavita paridrishya sigram. So dharmasya hanim, that means seeing that dharma has gone down. Paridrishya, having seen. Abhitaha means everywhere.
What is the difference between paridrishya and drishya?
Seeing extremely well. You know, there are two ways we have to understand these things. One way is, in the meaning, there might be this pari is a prefix. You know, when a verb is given either a prefix or a suffix, it alters or emphasizes or negates the meaning. So, for example, in Sanskrit, if you put ma or vi, or a, it means it negates the meaning. So kara vikara, like that. So a also. So adrishtam, drishtam means what? Seen. Adrishtam, na drishtam, not seen. Or mala, mala means stain. Vimala, vimala paramahamsam ramakrishnam bhajama. V means Vigata mala, means the mala has vigata, vishesha rupena gata, means completely removed. That is the meaning here. There is one way to understand. The other way is, when we are composing according to the grammatical rules, then certain times you will have to fill up the words just to make up the chandas. So they have to do it. So either cha, or tu, or something like that,
Nacha.
Or with a prefix.
Nacha.
So here, paridrishya means seeing it so clearly, there is not the least bit of doubt about it. Then shigram means very soon. As soon as he saw it, kamara pushkara iti pratite samruddhi.
Standing along with you.
Yeah. Kamara pushkara. Pushkara means lake.
Lake.
Kamara pushkara means?
Kamara pukur.
No, no. Pushkara means lake. That how did kamara pukur, pukur manetaki?
Pond.
See?
Oh,
the name of the village has come because of the pond. So, Kamar Pukur. Kamar means usually blacksmiths or something. So, maybe there were lot of blacksmiths there. Later on, Brahmins and others came. So, Kamar Pukur has become the name now. So, Pukur means pond or lake, pond. Kamar means blacksmith's pond. The name of the village has become blacksmith's pond.
Right.
You see, Kamara Pushkaiti Prathite Samruddhi. Prathite means well known. Samruddhi means very prosperous. In that village, Sri Ramakrishna has come. How? Grame. Kamara Pushkara iti Prathite Grame. Suviprasadane. Sadhana means house. Viprasadana means Brahmin's house. Suvipra means a very good Brahmin, Kulina Brahmin. He Abhijata Deva. Deva means, O Lord, you are born. You are born in a village called Kamarpukur, which is well known and which is also very prosperous, in a very great Brahmin's family, seeing the injury done to dharma everywhere. Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan Tava Suprabhatam. Hey, this is addressing Sambodhana Prathama Vibhakti. Sambodhana Prathama Vibhakti. Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan, Lord Ramakrishna Tava Suprabhatam. Good morning to you. Then the next incident is, you know, in one day he was walking in the fields and sees a row of cranes against the background of dark clouds. That is, he is telling. And also, on the Shivaratri day, when he was playing the part of the Shiva, he became completely merged, absorbed. The point is, who can get absorbed completely when certain situations occur. That's what is being written. Balye samadhyanubhavasita pakshipantim sandrishya megha patale samavapiyena ishaikya vedana sukham shivaratri kale Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan tava suprabhatam. Balye, in his childhood, Sita Pakshi Pantim. Sita means white.
Pakshi,
birds. Pantim means a group, a large number of. So, Sandrishya, having seen how in the background of Megha Patale Samavapi, where they thickly spread. Samavapi means to spread. Against the background of thickly spread black, dark cloud. Patale means a lot of clouds. That Samadhi Anubhavaha. He had the experience of Samadhi. Similarly, Ishaikya Vedana Sukham Shivaratri Kale. Shivaratri Kale. On the night of the Shivaratri. Isha Aikya Vedana Sukham. So, one who has become identified with Isha here means Shiva. And so that Isha Aikya Vedana Sukham. Vedana here means one who had knew the bliss of Samadhi.
Oh.
Vedana. Vedana means not prasava Vedana. Vedana means to know actually. Pain. usually it is used in the sense of pain.
Yeah.
But Vedana means to know, to experience. Yeah. So the meaning is clear?
Yes.
Ishaikya Vedana Sukham Shivaratri Kale Sachi Sri Ramakrishna you are to you good morning.
Mm.
Then he is referring to this, the Sarvadharma Samanvaya teaching of Sri Ramakrishna through his personal experience. His teaching is always the result of his personal experience, not merely intellectual. Nana vidhanai sanatana dharma margan kraistadi chitra niyaman paradesha dharman astaya chaikya manayo anubhuta vamstvam Sri Rama Krishna Bhagavan Tava Suprabhatam. Nana Vidhan means various types. Ayi means is just a sambodhana, is just a filler. Sanatana Dharma Marga. Sanatana Dharma is Hinduism. Within Hinduism, this Tantri, Yogi, and devotional. And this Vedantic, all these different, he had practiced. This Christadi Chitra Niyaman, Christianity, etc. means including Islam also. Chitra Niyaman means strange. Here Chitra means strange.
Chitra means strange?
Yes, strange religions. Niyama means here, in this sense, strange pathways. Other than Sanatana Dharma, outside Sanatana Dharma. That is called Paradesha Dharma. Why Chitra Niyama? There is a meaning. Because when he practiced, you see, there is a description that he had to remove all the photographs and he dressed himself like a Muslim. Sri Ramakrishna, you know, Muslims have a way of dressing. This one langota they put. To here, lungi they call it.
Lungi.
Like that, they will put. And a particular topi. He also did the whole thing.
Oh.
He even wanted to eat biryani and all those things. But Madhur Babu prepared out of forbidden food.
Oh.
But Madhur Babu, because they couldn't do it in the temple,
right.
So he hired one Muslim cook. And he was giving instructions, and vegetarian biryani, the Brahmin cook prepared, because otherwise he would not be allowed to stay within the temple. So he had to be satisfied with that. But he never entered into the mother's temple. He never kept any of the, all these photographs simply, he kept bundled down. The idea of any Hindu gods and goddesses never arose. Either during his practice of Christianity or Islam. It's a Chitra Niyaman, Para Desha Dharma, the religions of other countries. Asthaya means having practiced. I anayohu aikyam anubhutavam stvam. You have experienced the essence, essential oneness of all these religions. That is the meaning. So, aikya means what? Sameness. Essential sameness of all these different practices. Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan Tava Suprabhatam. Anubhutavan Tvam. When they come together, this is the Sandhi rule. Anubhutavam Tvam it becomes. In Sanskrit language, you should know, in English language also, not so extensively, but there is this post office. Post is one meaning, one word, office is another word. When you use post office, then you will have to put a hyphen, so that to make feel that is one word. But this system in Sanskrit or Indian languages is called samasa. When two letters come together, for example, short a and a, whatever. Short dirgha a, short a, plus short a or dirgha a, the result will be a. Rama agachatu, Rama agachatu. So like that, the sandhi rules. A plus E becomes A. A plus O becomes O. So like this, sandhi, these are called sandhi. When two letters join together, that is called sandhi. Sandhi means conjunction. When two words, complete words join together, it is called samasa. It's a beautiful thing. How many? Bahubrihi katpurusha karmadharaya samasa, dvandva samasa, in so many varieties of samasa there. And that is why the Shankara Bhashya, when you are reading, you where from he, you understand it one way, he takes it in another way. So, it is like that. So, these are the things. So, for example, you know, one simple example. Rama plus Isha.
Ramesha.
Who, what is the meaning of this word? It can be done in two ways. Ramasya Ishaha means the Lord of
Rama.
Rama. Or you can say Ramaha Yasya Ishaha. Whose Lord is Rama? That is why interpretation is wonderful. So in one meaning is Shiva. Rameshaha means Shiva. Another meaning is, see, Shiva's, who is Shiva's guru?
Rama.
So, Isha, Yasya, you know? Ishaha, Ramaha, Yasya, Ishaha. That is how you can interpret.
Oh.
That is how two acharyas, the same word, they will use it. Anyway, this is tamasha. But one most wonderful, that is how they can put so many ways, they can create poetry, etc. So, anubhuta vam, anubhuta van, singular. So, that is the person who experiencer. Anubhuti is experience. Anubhutavan, dhanavan. Aunhuva dhanavan ubande. Anubjalata's beautiful song. There is a song, you know, I don't remember the words exactly. One man he has got diamonds and jewels and all those things. And another man has got God, he loves God. Kaunu huva dhanuvanare bande. So who is really rich? That is like that thing. So, van means he who possesses. The master. Vahanavan. Dhanavan.
Bhagavan.
Bhaga. He possesses Bhaga. Bhaga means the six qualities. So Thakur's interpretation is better. Is Bhagavan is he possesses bhaktas. If there are no bhaktas, who will recognize his title? Okay. Asthaya cha aikyam anayoho anubhutavan tvam Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan tava suprabhata. He kalika padasaroruha Krishna bringa Mātu samasta jagata mapisharadaya aikyam yadarshitarasa paramam tvayiva Sri Rama Krishna Bhagavan tava suprabhatam. So here, in the earlier, he had experienced the oneness of all religions. In this verse, he experienced the oneness of the Mother Kali and Holy Mother. That is the point. Is he means addressing O. Kalika pada saroruha Krishna bringa. Kalika, the feet of Kalika, Kali, they are compared to Saroruha. Ruha means Rohati, Rohini, that which grows. Saro means Saras, water, lake. So that, what is it?
Lotus.
So the Divine Mother's feet are compared to lotus. And this lotus has nectar. Therefore, there the honeybee comes to collect the nectar. What type of honeybee? Krishna Bringa. Krishna Bringa. The black bee. You know, what is that song? Majalo Amar Mon Brahmara. Kali Podo Neel Komale. Shama Podo Neel Komale. Can you
know?
Hmm. So, He Kalika Pasaruruha Krishna Bringa. Addressing Sri Ramakrishna, you are the black bee of the lotus feet of Mother Kali. And then what happened? Matuhu Samasta Jagatam Sharadaya Api. You are also the black bee of the lotus feet of the mother of the whole world, known as Sharada. How? Because he worshipped.
Yes.
And when she asked, how do you look upon me? What was his reply?
Mother,
the same mother, which is in the temple, who has given me birth, who is in the Nahavat. Now, I am seeing that same person. That was his reply. That was his. And he also worshipped, not merely saying. It is what is Matuhu Samasta Jagata. She who is the mother of all the universe. Api Sharadaya Aikyam Tarasa Paramam Aikyam Tarasahi Adarshi Tvaya Eva. By you, their complete identity is seen immediately. It didn't take time. He is going on comparing and then. No. Immediately, as soon as he saw her, he understood. This is the Divine Mother. Is that point clear? Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan Tava Suprabhatam. So it is also an indication for us whether you worship Holy Mother or whether you worship Mother Kali, it doesn't really matter because it is one and the same. That's what we do every evening. Sarva Mangala when we sing. That was a song taken from Chandi, Markandeya Purana, and that was the song Sri Ramakrishna, that was the hymn Sri Ramakrishna hymned to Holy Mother on the day he worshipped her as Shodasi on that, Falaharini Kali Puja time. Then the next, he is telling that you have disciples, very pure, and you consider them as your own. And you rule them. You consider them as your own, as equivalent to you, as your own children, and then rule over them. That is the meaning given. Rakha lataraka harim chanarendranatham anyan vishuddha manasa shishibhushanadim sarvagna atma vayunam Vamihanushasi Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan Tava Suprabhatam. Rakhala. Tarak. Hari. Swami
Turiyananda.
Narendranatham. And Anyan Vishuddhamanas. All these are pure hearted. How do we know? Because he told to Buddha Gopal the Maharaj, where will you get better sannyasins than them? And then he told also, I don't remember, either Balaram Basu or somebody, you feed them, you will get the punya phala of feeding sadhus, great sadhus, because they are the greatest sadhus. They were not sadhus at that time, but he knew their future. They were already in the mind. Sadhus. Interesting parallel is Nachiketa. He was tested by Yama Dharmaraja. As soon as he, Nachiketa rejected, she said, Nachiketa sam sadmam pravisha. So I consider him as though he had already entered into the house of Brahma Jnana, Atma Jnana. Because when he is qualified, naturally he will come, very soon he will come. That's why he was so pleased. He gave two extra bones. 3+2. You know he gave 3 bones? Then he gave 2 extra bones. Yeah. Because the second bone, first bone was, let my father recognize me, be happy. The second bone, that is, he says, how to go to heaven. So he teaches him and a ritual called Agni. Then he says, did you understand? Only once he told. This is how you have to do. Yavakaha, ishtakaha, and how many bricks, in what way it has to be arranged, and how the ritual is to be performed, everything. And then, do you remember? Yes, immediately he recites the whole thing without the least mistake. Yama was so pleased. He must have taught so many people, and it must have taken ages to teach. Like my teaching the song, you know, like that. Then he says, I will give you 2 bones. And the first bone he gave us, this Agni Vidya, which was already existing. But I will see, from now onwards, it will be known as Nachiketa Agni, named after you. Yeah. Then he gives shrinkam, he gives a mala. Mala means a garland. What is the garland? It is said, you know, it is a garland made up of various diamonds, etc. But Shankaracharya, he was not interested in these kind of garlands. So he says that this is that all the actions any human being ought perform as though you have performed. The results. Here is the result key. You know, supposing there is a, in Bill Gates' Microsoft company, some employee joins. And he is so intelligent that whatever Bill Gates wants, he will. And then, after some time, he says, I will promote you to a higher position. Very quick. But there is a lot. So this young man is good looking. So Bill Gates says, it's okay, make friendship with my daughter and marry her. So without doing anything, he becomes an inheritor of the whole Bill Gates this thing. Like that is, without performing any actions, you will get all the results of the actions. Password Dediya. The bank. Bank account, password Dediya. So, these are the 2 extra boons. Nachiketa was so clever. You know, he says, Yama tempts him. I will give you long life, I will give you this, I will give you money, I will give you prosperity, I will give you beautiful young woman, and Rathas, Vahanas, BMWs, Cadillacs, all these things he said, he will give you. And Yama, Nachiketa rejects. Tavaiva vahaha, tava ritya geetaha. So let all these vehicles be yours. And ritya and geeta means all those damsels and their music, dancing, let it be. Give. Then he tells something very interesting. He says, anyway, you know, any mortal being, having seen a god like you, he will get all these things as a result of seeing you. Why should I waste a boon on that?
The smart person.
Smarter than him, like Savitri. Savitri was very smart.
Yes.
Yama Dharmaraja said, take one boon, first boon. Said, let my father-in-law get her eyes back. So, Savitri, go back. No, I will not leave you. Until you give Satyavan back. He says, no, it's not possible. Dead person will not come back. Oh, fine. You give me some other boon. He said, okay, I will give you. What boon you want? I want 100 sons. How can a chaste lady get sons unless the husband says, no, I don't want husband. I want children. Yamadharma Raja was so pleased. Okay, take back your husband's life. Wonderful, you know. How wonderful stories. Where will you get these kind of stories? So, Sarvagna, you are all knowing. Shashi Bhushan means Swami Ramakrishna. Sarvagna, Atma Vayunam means you identify yourself as yours. You made them yours. Tvam iha anushasi. Only after making his own, he is to command, means not like a military leader. He is very suggestion is a commandment, because they know that he only tells what is good for them. Then what is his relationship with the other devotees or whoever takes refuge in him? What does he do? That is being explored in the next verse. Nityam samadhija sukham nijabodha rupam Asvadayan tava pade sharanagatam sya anandayan prashamayan upatishtase tvam Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan tava suprabhatam. Sri Ramakrishna's real way of living. What does he do every day? Nityam. Every day, the whole time. What does he do? Samadhija sukham. What is the samadhi sukham? The bliss arising out of samadhi. What is samadhi? Nija bodha rupam. That is the knowledge of one's own real nature. Then what does he do? Asvadayan. He goes on enjoying, drinking the bliss of his own nature. Then what does he do? Tava pade sharanagatamscha. So there are so many people who take refuge in you. Here refuge means what? That sharanagati, that is the translation, that taking refuge means becoming one. Taking refuge means becoming one. That is the real meaning. So a drop of water takes refuge in the ocean. Means what? After once it falls there, you will not find it. That is the meaning. Sharanagati means you are not there. You become somebody's. So becoming somebody here means becoming, you know, does God want some servants? It is more trouble for him. Yeah, so many people, you know, our devotees, they come newly. Swamiji, can we help? Say, no. You just go and meditate in the shrine. That is the best help you can do. Because they are eager to do it. But every first time, you know, every time, where is the sugar? Where is this thing? Where is that thing? By that time they come to know that we ourselves can do much better than them. And some people never learn. Not only they ask where from we should take, they also ask us where to keep it back again. Intelligent devotees, you see. You see, you know, in Calcutta, his examination also, I don't know now, previous, you know, this one fellow, one young man, went to give exams. And always the examiners are from outside. So this fellow was given the test paper and answer paper, and he went, I will knife you, examiner. The examiner got very frightened. Why do you want to knife me? And he also brought a textbook. Show me where the answer is.
Oh my God!
So this man had to open the page and say, this is where the answers are there. So he started writing. After some time he went and I will knife you. The examiner said, I showed you. He said, you showed where to start.
Oh my God!
You didn't show me where to stop. So, Sharanagati means complete surrender. Surrender means you don't exist. Someone's spirit takes possession of you. Girish Chandra Ghosh, he had given his power of attorney. Afterwards, one day he said, I will do this. Thakur corrected him, Girish, you should never say, I will do it. If God wills, then I will do it. And Girish was very intelligent. He understood, yes, what right I have got to say. I can't even say I am breathing. Only if He allows, you do it. That is the idea. So, those who take refuge at His feet, what does Sri Ramakrishna do? Not only He enjoys the bliss of His own real nature, Anandayan, He also distributes the same bliss to others. Prashamayan. Sometimes we are like wild horses, you know. We get agitated. So prashamana means what? He will remove the obstacles to their further progress, either by touching or by writing something. Shama. Shama means what?
Control.
This mind control is called shama. Sense organ control is called dhamma. So, and from there, prakrishta rupena shamayan means totally the mind is controlled by Sri Ramakrishna. Then anandayan, He will grant them the bliss of spiritual experience. Upatishtasetvam, thus you spend your time. Upatishtase means you remain like that. So here, the contextual meaning is that is how you spend your time. Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan Tava Suprabhatam. So, the next one. Svikritya papamakhilam sharanagatairya ajivanam bahukritam dayaya swadehi tajyatakhedanivanam sahasesmanatha Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan Tava Suprabhatam. So, whoever takes refuge in Him, He also takes upon Himself their sins, and thereby He has to suffer. Whole life you suffer like this, that is the idea in this verse. Svikritya Sharanagataihi Akhilam Papam. Having taken all the sins of everyone who has taken refuge in Him, Ajivanam, whole life. Bahukritam, the word Bahukritam can be taken as two meanings. In many ways He bestows His grace and then removes the sins. Other meaning is, you suffered variously. We see Him suffering in so many ways. There are a few references are there. One reference is, one day a man with, I think, palsy approached Him and said, please touch me, pass your hands over me. And Sri Ramakrishna did not know. He simply passed. And He said that disease was transferred to Him.
What is the disease, Maharaj?
Palsy, you know, white patches, something like that. Yes. What is it called?
Absolutely.
Something like that. Something like that. So that man was relieved, but he got it. The other one is, when Jagadamba Dashi was about to die, Madhur Babu runs to Dakshineshwar. You know that incident? You know that?
I'm worried that she's
You know
dying.
What happened? Thakur was continuously in Nirvikalpa Samadhi for 6 months after Totapuri left. And then he heard a commandment, Bhavamukhe Thaku, you remain in Bhavamukha. So she gave the commandment, but his mind had to be brought down. So just after 6 months was over, after he received this commandment, then one day at about 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, something like that, at night, Madhur Babu came and fell at the feet of Thakur, said, Baba Sarbanash, everything is going to be destroyed. And Thakur asked, what happened? And doctor said, given up hope for Jagadamba Dashi. That night, he said, there is no hope, she will die. That's why he came. Then he said, Baba, I am not worried about Jagadamba, but I am worried that if she dies, I won't be able to serve you. Because his managership would go. The other, Jagadamba Dasi's sister's husband, will get the managership.
Oh.
Yeah, it is because he married this. And then he became the manager. But if she dies, he will lose it. So, Thakur heard it and he went into Bhava and he blessed, don't worry, she will come round. And immediately, Madhur Babu had that faith, if a word comes out from Thakur's mouth, it will be true. So immediately, he left by his horse carriage. He reached around midnight. Before he came, Jagadamba Dasi was sinking. Now she was recovering. Then he asked specifically, when did she start recovering? And the reply was, about an hour back, one and a half hours back. That was when the words came out of Sri Ramakrishna's mouth. He knew it. And he knew she will not die. And she recovered. But Sri Ramakrishna said, her disease was transferred to him by mother's will. And severe stomachache. He said, purging, you know.
Yeah.
So much he became so weak, like bolina konkal hai che, like skeleton. He could not go out. So Hriday placed one pot, in a chamber pot they call it. And he was just at that time, hundreds of Paramahamsa sadhus, attracted by an unknown force, magnet drawing, they came to Dakshineswar. And he said, these are not vagabond paramahamsas, but real advanced souls. And day and night, asti, bhati, priya, Advaitic discussion was going on. And he said, I used to sit on the pot naked. Paramahamsa Nyasin don't mind. Somehow they knew, here is a realized soul, like Ramana Maharshi. And he was sitting and discussions, arguments, what could be the meaning of this word, what could be the meaning of that phrase in Advaita Vedanta, you know, they all discuss. This is called in Bengali, Vedanta Chochodi. Vedanta Charcha has been termed as Vedanta Chochodi. So goes on, and he said, mother used to inspire them with the solution to their naughty problems. All these bhashas and others. Thakur said, I could understand every single word of the Sanskrit. Bhashas and other things. Somebody asked him, did you study Sanskrit? He said, no. I heard a lot and I understand every word of it. He may not be able to speak, but he could understand in an intuitive way and give them also the solution. That he started doing it when he was young boy also, as pandits, all those things. So, his whole life he was only taking the sins of other people. That was one instance. Then later on, you know, he touched so many people. So he himself said, this Girish Chandra Ghosh is ultimately, we don't know, only one Girish Chandra Ghosh was there or many Girish Chandra Ghoshes were there. Many Girish Chandra Ghoshes were there. We don't know. So many. So many were there. Anyway, so this is the idea. Holy Mother, Thakur, Swamiji, direct disciple, they could literally take one's papa, transfer it. But they can't say, it just cancel. Somebody has to pay for it. So they paid for it. Svikritya akhilam papam, having taken upon himself the papa, every papa, all the papas, whose? Sharanagataihi. So ajivanam bahukritam. So all those sins, where would they go? Svadehe. Why did he take? Dayaya, root of compassion. Tat papa jata kheda nivaham sahase smanatha. You happily forbear all that pain, O Lord. Natha means O Lord. Tat means here, tat papa akhilam papa. Papasya phalam, papa phalam. Jata kheda. Kheda means suffering, pain. Nivaham means a lot of it, lot of pain. Sahase smanatha. Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan, Tava Suprabhatam. Once Holy Mother remarked, seeing Sri Ramakrishna's suffering, so Baba, Navatar doesn't come only to eat rasagullas.
Mm.
Yeah. She also suffered a lot.
Yeah.
That's why he said she's not going to come.
Mm-hmm.
He said, wherever I go, you come.
Yeah.
We are like a big creeper, you know.
Yeah.
Where will you go? Pratah pranama karanam tava pada padme samsara dukkha haranam sulabham karoti matpeti bhakti bharita pratipalayanti Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan tava suprabhatam. Devotees have the faith that early morning before doing anything else, if they do pranams to Thakur, then what happens? That samsara dukkha harana becomes easier. So, with that faith, every day they make pranams to it. That is the essence of this verse. Prataha pranama karana. Prataha means before doing anything, just get up and make pranams. Like, before undertaking a journey, we say Durga Durga. So like that, let make pranams first thing to Thakur and Ma. Peculiar thing, this faith is there in many people. And Lord Umara's faith was peculiar. So he used to sleep in Thakur's room. And Thakur, of course, used to get up first. So Lord Umara's will get up. And one eye he will open, whether Thakur is there. If he is not there, he will close it. Where are you? So I wonder sometimes if he is sitting for toilet, he should stop and come. Until Thakur comes, he would not get up, he would not open his eyes. Wonderful incidents are there. Then Thakur, out of compassion, he knew this habit. He knew when he was getting. So he will be only moving within that periphery. And then as soon as he cries out, Aschire, I'm coming, he will go. Then he will make pranams. Then he will go to Holy Mother, make pranams, because she would have got up even 3 o'clock and finished her bathing and everything. So he will make pranams to Mother, then he will go to the temple and do, and then start serving. So one day, and he cried out, where are you, Mushai? Then Thakur replied, hey, yesterday somebody gave you new chappals. One chappal is here and another is not there, missing. So that means night jackals or something must have come and taken. I am searching for it. And Lord Umara was horrified. But Sri Ramakrishna was searching for his chappals. Then he protested, no. He was not getting up. Only shouting. No, it is I have to do such things for you, not you for me. Akur was telling, Uttanayare, Uttanay, new chappals, somebody gave you, you only put on once, you will feel the absence of it. So if it is there somewhere here, then he'll be there. And then I think he didn't get, we don't know what happened. So like that, many times he used to get, this is the faith that one should see some divine picture, photo, or murti, or whatever it is, make pranams. The moment you get up from the bed, don't run here and there. Just bow down. There itself. Remember, pray, and then you go and do other things, whatever you want to do. This is very good practice. If the Holy Mother is there, her feet is there, and make pranams, and Holy Mother will be looking after you all day. Before going to bed also, last pranam, you give either to Thakur or both, and then you go to bed. This is a good habit. And early morning, it's better to eat, better the Jagannath Mahaprasad. Pratah pranamadaranam tava pada padme, saluting early in the morning your lotus feet. What does it do? Samsara dukkha haranam sulabham karoti, bearing these innumerable troubles and sorrows associated in this samsara. You know, in Bengal, I stretch a little bit, you know, Bengali, samsara is pronounced as samsara. So people want to be in samsara and not to have any sorrow. How is it possible? They enter into some sorrow and claim they should not have any sorrow. How is it possible? Some sorrow means some sorrow. Much less small or big or, you know, some sorrow will be there. So, samsara dukkha haranam sulabham karoti. It doesn't disappear because samsara means another name for sukha and dukkha. It's a mixture. But it becomes easier to bear if we are devoted to Thakur. Make pranams. Matva, iti matva, thinking thus, bhakti bharitaha, filled with devotion towards you, pratipalayanti, every day you do this practice. Who? Bhakta, sharanagatai, sharanagata bhaktaha pratipalayanti. Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan Tava Suprabhatam. Gatum stuti stava jana amrutaya manaha samprapya darshanamitam tava padayoscha dhanya narishavavitum milita samipam. Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan Tava Suprabhatam. There are devotees who are desirous of amrita. Amritaya mahanaha means what? Intensely desirous of liberation, immortality. So what do they do? Tava stuti gatum. They want to praise you. Whom? So if they want amrita, then they should praise one who can give such a state, who can confer upon them such a state. So what do they do? Samprapya darshanam tava padayoscha idam. So they will come to have darshana of your feet. And then they will pray to you. Here gatum means not singing song, but to pray for your blessings, for your grace, and to become dhanya. So those who become immortal, they become blessed. Dhanya means what?
Blessed.
Fortunate, blessed, all those meanings are there. Who? Naresha bhavitum milita samipam. Naresha, Naresha means what?
Lord of the sun.
Yes, Lord of human beings, Lord of the whole world. Militaha tava samipam. They all have come to you, not only physically, but mentally. Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan tava prabhata. We also do that. We sing this. This prabhatam itself is a singing. It is a prayer. Why do it? Because we also want immortality. That is the idea. Then for such people, what does Sri Ramakrishna's answer would be? That is explored in the next verse. Sandaya darshana sukham sharanagatebhyo mohandhakaram akhilam tvamapakurushva jnanarga bhakti jalade sakalartiham taha Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan tava suprabhatam. So such devotees who have taken refuge in you, who do not know anything other than you, they are called sharanagatebhyo. So what do you do? Sandaya darshana sukha, giving the bliss of your vision. Darshana, sandaya means having given. So what is the result of this darshana? How does this darshana sukham comes? Mohandhakaram akhilam tvam apakurushva. Moha andhakaram akhilam. Akhila moha andhakaram. All the darkness of delusion. Tvam apakurushva. Destroy, remove. How does he remove? What is the way? How does the darkness of night go? When the sun rises, then the darkness automatically goes. There is no other way. There is no other way. If the darkness can go only by light. So ignorance can only disappear when there is knowledge. There is no other way. So he says, Jnana Arka. He is not only merely Jnana Arka. Jnana Arka means, Arka means the sun. He is the sun of knowledge. Then what happens when the sun of knowledge rises? When the sun rises, what happens? The lotus blooms. Chikoranga, chikorangi, chandramana, belagina, chinta, ambujake, banavina, udayada, chinte. The lotus is worried that suppose the sun doesn't arise. There is a niti, means wisdom, shloka, there are so many. So these are called subhashitas, wise sayings. So I don't remember the exact verse, but you know, a honeybee entered into a lotus. And then as it was absorbed, the sun had set. And then it is thinking, no worry, see, the night will pass. Ratri gamishyati. Bhavishyati bhanusrihi. So the sun will rise. As soon as the sun rises, the lotus will bloom. And as soon as the lotus opens its petals, I can escape. Ha hanta hanta. As it was thinking, Nalinim Atun Ujjahara. A big elephant entered. And along with the whole lotus, it took into its trunk and ate it up. So our life is like that. You know, it is only 3 days for the lottery to be, the result of the lottery to come, and all my debts I will finish off that, and like this people will be thinking. No, these are all human expectations. So bhakti jaladhe, jalad. What is the jaladhe? Bhakti. Jaladhe means that which is born of
water. Oh, lotus.
And what is the lotus? Bhakti. The lotus of the devotee's devotion would bloom at the dawn of the sun. How is it? Because devotion is actually the result of knowledge. If you have no knowledge of God, you can never become devotee. Or if you have knowledge of, if you don't have knowledge of anything, then you can't love it. Do you see that? To have attachment, to love something, first you must have
knowledge.
What knowledge? And such a thing exists.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not enough. The next type of knowledge is, it gives lot of joy or happiness.
Yes.
If it is poison, you won't love it. You love to run away. Yeah, you want to keep as much distance as possible between you and the object which gives unhappiness. This is our endeavor. Whole day we are only endeavoring for two things. We want to approach that which gives us happiness. We want to run away from that which gives us
unhappiness.
At one time, Mahapurush Maharaj, very, very tough. He would not allow anybody to come. Have you brought any introductory letter? Otherwise you can't stay here. Many conversations, you will get so many. And then he cannot tolerate this bit of any imperfection in anything. Some brahmacharis, sadhus, they have the idea, the dirtier they are, the holier they are. Some people have the idea, the holier their cloth, the holier they are. There was a South Indian Brahmin. He was a great devotee of God, but very poor. Only one piece of cloth. So, you know, he was using it again and again. After a few years, then it started developing holiness. All round holiness. And he used to study Bhagavad Gita every day. So like this 11th chapter, this verse comes, when Arjuna saw the Vishwarupa Darshana, Nantam Namadhyam Na Punastava Adim. Where you begin, where you end, where is your middle, I can't see. He was reading. Suddenly he looked at his wearing cloth and said, now I understand what this verse means. My cloth also, where it begins, where it ends, where its middle part is, it makes perfect sense now. Nantam namadhyam na punastha. So, what does Sri Ramakrishna do? That the lotus of bhakti blooms when the sun of knowledge arises. Without knowledge, we can never love anything. That is why knowledge of God is the beginning of devotion. That God exists. What is the nature of God? He is Sarva Shaktiman. And He is the only one who loves me. And He is the only one who can help me. This is the truth. Thakur used to pray, Mother, I don't have anybody in this world. I have no other refuge but you. This is knowledge. The devotion comes. So why we are not so much devoted? Because we think that other things can come to our aid. You know, money, our hospitals, police, all these can come to our aid. But you know, some things they can help to some extent. But everything depends on God's grace. Suppose somebody has an accident and they phoned, and maybe phone battery is finished. You know, battery can be finished. Or the ambulance, it has come late. Sometimes it has so happened, by the time the ambulance reaches, the patient is gone. So anything can happen. There is no guarantee that anything can help us. It's only God who can help, and He wants to help, and His grace is there, anything can happen. Once this knowledge comes to us in the real way, we cannot love anything else. So what is the knowledge about other things? Everything else cannot be relied upon, even if they are good, because they may die. They may not have knowledge, or they may not want to do it. So many things can happen. That is why this knowledge is most important. In Ramanuja system, how does bhakti develop? There are two steps before bhakti develops. What is that? The first stage is called karma yoga. What does karma yoga do? It removes the mala, the impurities of the heart. Then jnana yoga. In a pure heart, knowledge dawns. What is the knowledge? Who God is and who I am. The relationship between us. So God is my Lord, I am His servant. God is the whole, I am the part. God is Sarvagna, I am Alpagna. God is Sarvashaktiman, I am Alpashaktiman. This knowledge comes. And then the relationship. I belong to God. I am part of God. That knowledge takes to the third stage. What is the third stage? I realize that I am a devotee of God. Bhakti. Bhakti means it's actually knowledge. Yeah. Not only that. I make tease devotees also. They say, we are your devotees. Okay, fine. Do you have knowledge of good cooking? If you see, they claim that they have knowledge of, and they want to feed. Whatever they cook, they want to feed. You see, I take only little because that is how I survive. That's why I say, you know, when I go back, I am fed up. When I return from here, I say to my devotees, I am fed up. Understand? Feed. I am fed up. So, knowledge should be there. Knowledge of how to serve God. This bhakti comes only from knowledge. You see, mother's love to her child is the result of what? Her knowledge that this is my child. Doesn't matter whether it is her child or not. If the nurse makes a mistake, she doesn't know. But her knowledge says, this is my child. Whatever it is, if that knowledge is not there, she would not love. She may like the child. Your neighbor's children, they are very lovely. How much will you really put up with neighbor children?
Only after diaper change.
For a very short time, however lovely the children are. But your children, you will put up, you have no choice. Yeah, because that knowledge is, you know, your child. Come immediately as soon as my mom, that knowledge gives him that, it's called bharosa. Aura nahi kacho kama ki mai bharose apane ram se do akshara sab kulatare. Beautiful song. You must have heard many times. Being good devotees, they claim they have not heard.
Not in songs, Maharaj. Only in jokes.
Huh?
Only in jokes, Maharaj. Not in song section.
In jokes, you are good devotees, huh? Okay. Not all. Okay. Jnana arka bhakti jalade. What does he do? Sakala aharti hantaha. Sharanagata dinartha paritrana parayane sarvasya arti hare devi narayani namostute sakala arti hantaha. So in Vedantic language, this sakala arti is condensed into one word. What is it? Tritapa. Tritapa. Adhyatmika, adibhautika, adidaivika. That's it. All the otherwise you have to go on listing, you know, one dictionary is not enough. Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan Tava Suprabhata. So how does this happen? It's very beautiful. What is the knowledge? You know, bhakti, I said, is knowledge. What is the knowledge? The knowledge is, I am divine. That means, I am not the body, I am not the mind. If I am not the body, and if I am not the mind, then there is no tritapa at all. Sakala arti hare dev. This is the only way. If you think you are the body, it is not possible to get rid of it. Some you can get rid of. But again, new ones will come. This is about, Sri Ramakrishna Suprabhatam is over with this. Then, this is about Holy Mother. Ahaitu kiti karuna kilati swabhavo dushta kathura hridaya apite bhajante twami vasarva jagatam janani prapatre sri sharadeshwari name tava suprabhatam. So the nature of Holy Mother as a human. What is it? Ahaitukiti karuna. Ahaitukiti, actually ahaitukiti. Ahaituka means what? Hetu means a motive, a reason, a cause. There is no reason why you should be compassionate. Kilate svabhav. This is your nature. So one's nature means what? If it is not one's nature, it can change. You know, you can be sometimes compassionate, sometimes cruel. You can change. But if it is the nature, a fragrant flower, it is its nature to give fragrance. Either an animal comes to graze it, or a devotee comes to pluck and offer it to God, it cannot help but give the same fragrance. Kila means it is a word which is, it emphasizes the meaning. Yes, indeed. This is your swabhava, swabhavaha. Therefore, even hard-hearted, evil people, they know it. They know that you are compassionate. Means here she is referring to people like drunkards, etc., or amjad, etc. So they were devotees, but when they do their job, then they are like that. You know, when they rob, they have to kill sometimes. Yeah. You know, even Holy Mother was about to be killed by that highway robber. It is only Baba, she said, and then he forgot everything. He must have had some. How fortunate they were. Sri Ramakrishna treated them as in-laws. Yeah, because this incident, something wonderful. So many people, it is said, so long as Holy Mother was there, this Amja never did any mischief. But she was well aware of his nature. And he was not really cruel-hearted. He was helpless. Many poor people, they were helpless. They take to this profession for survival, like Valmiki. So once he didn't come to see her for several months. Somebody remarked, Ma, we don't see Amjad, what happened? He said, you know, he must be enjoying Her Majesty's hospitality. Yeah. And then when he was released, he came. Immediately, And he was doing like this from outside. And she said, Baba Amjad, oh, I didn't see you. He said, Mother, you know, I was a little bit busy. She knew, but she didn't treat him any differently, as though he was a dear son. That's why my son Sharad and Amja, for me, they are the same. An ordinary mother cannot do that. Only from a divine point of view, the essence is the same. But from ordinary point of view, she treated him like her son, but the differentiation is, you know, she can't make him sit by the side of Sharat Maharaj and all that. She will be fed separately. That's because of the social injunctions. But in her heart, she loved everyone equal, because he will also manifest his divinity one day. There is no doubt about it. The practical result of that treatment was, no robbery took place, no thieving took place in Jayarambati as long as mother was alive. But is it not something wonderful?
Yes.
Yeah. Tushtaha kathora hridayaha apite bhajyante. Because in the presence of love, nobody can retain their hard-heartedness. Tvam eva sarva jagatam janani prapatri. You are the protector. Prapatri means protector. So, sarva jagatam janani. You are the mother of the whole universe. Knowing this, that they always worship you. Bhajate means they are devoted to you, worship you, serve you. Sri Sharadeshwari Rami Tavasuprabhatam. Sharadeshwari, Saradeshwari. Sar, the one who gives the essence. Rami. Rama is the epithet of Lakshmi, Lakshmi Devi, Rama Devi. The derivative meaning of Rame, Rama and Rama. Ramayate iti Ramaha. He who delights by the very, that is why the Surya, you know, if you experience several days of cloudy weather, when the sun breaks, you know, today morning it was all very cloudy and dark. But when the sun comes, breaks out, immediately you feel changa ho jayega. You feel very enthusiastic, isn't it? So this is like that. If anybody happy person you meet, immediately you also feel it's the infection.
Yes.
Yes. Infection. So this is the suprabhatam for Holy Mother, though there is separate suprabhatam for Holy Mother. So this is a beautiful one. Sri Sharadeshwari Rame Tava Suprabhatam. Then for Swamiji. Suptam Stubharata Janan Svavacha Praharaihi Udbodhayan Vivashayan Nijadharma Marge Protsahayan Paramatam Prakati Karoshi Vireshadatta Mahiman Tava Suprabhatam Viresha Datta Mahiman. One whose glory is manifested as a result of Vireshwara Shiva.
Oh,
Vireshwara
yes.
Shiva Datta Mahiman Tava Suprabhatam. Swami Vivekananda. What is his glory? Suptamstu Bharata Jana. The people of India who are
sleepy,
swavacha praharaihi,
yes.
By the whipping of his words. Whipping of prahara means praharena dhananjaya. Udbodhayan means awakening them. Vivashayan, then inspiring them. Nija dharma marge, in their respective duties, dharmas. Here dharma doesn't mean religion. Dharma means if you are a student, be a good student. If you are a householder, be a good householder. If you are a monk, be a good monk, etc., etc. Then, not only Indians. Paramatam prakati karoshi Protsahayan, inspiring, enthusiasm, enthusing. Whom? Paramatam. The followers of other religions too. And saying your religions are also equally valid paths to the same path. Viresha Datta Mahima Tava Suprabhatam. Om Prataruthaya Yodevam Ramakrishnam Smaran Smaran Stotram Etat Pathet Bhatya Somritatvaya Kalpate Somritatvaya Kalpate Somritatvaya Kalpate. Prataha Uthaya, getting up early in the morning. Yo, that person, Devam, God, Ramakrishnam, Ramakrishna, the God, Ramakrishna, Smaran, Smaran, remembering again and again. Etat Stotram Bhaktiya Pathet. If he recites this Stotram with
devotion,
Saha, so means Saha, Amritatvaya Kalpate, he attains Amritatva, immortality, because he really worships the Divine Lord, and by his grace he will also become immortal. This is the beautiful meaning of this Suprabhata Stotra of Sri Ramakrishna. Then we can do these other things also briefly, because we can remember. When we remember, it is nice. Om Niranjanam Nityamananda Rupam Bhaktanukampa Trita Vigraham Vai Ishavataram Parameshamityam Tam Ramakrishnam Sadasava Namah.